Try this movement exploration from the movement series, Finding Your Posture of Dignity. Remember, this is not a stretching exercise, nor is it testing your ability to overreach or how far you can reach. It is about assessing your ability to track your breath, not holding it during movement, allowing the expansion of the inhale into the lower abdomen as you slowly explore the following movement sequence. Pre-assessment. Sit at the forward edge of the chair. Now we're going to answer the questions. What is my posture like now? Do you automatically give yourself a label? Good, bad, correct, poor? How open or wide do you feel across the chest? Describe the tilt of the top of the pelvis, backward, forward, level. Use your hands to locate the top of each pelvic blade. Does the tilt of your pelvis using your hands match the position you thought you were in? Describe the weightiness of your sit bones. Does one side make a deeper impression into the chair? Where on the sit bones is the most contact being made? The forward part of the bone? The back part of the bone? Or do you sit right in the middle portion of the bone? If you can't feel the bony area, then allow yourself to sense the width and the depth of one buttock and upper thigh and compare it from one side to the other. And now, turn to look over your right shoulder, noticing what you see along the way and how far behind you. No need to test the limits of your range of motion or moving into any type of pain. You are simply assessing the quality of your movement, smooth, jerky, holding the breath, as well as the distance. Come back again to the starting position and turn to look over your left shoulder, making those same observations, quality, range. Make a mental note of the quality of head turning, and at the end of this movement exploration, we will repeat this assessment and compare the differences. The setup. Lie on your side with hip and knees bent at 90 degree angles. The 90-90 angle of the hip and knee is very important as it will protect the lumbar spine or lower back from over-rotating and shifting the axis of rotation along the length of the thoracic spine and the ribs, as its skeletal architecture was designed to do. You may find it helpful to place a firm pillow or a yoga block between the knees. Place enough folded towels or pillow to support your head, and adjust the height of the support to align your head with the spine. Also, adjustments can be made in the forward positioning of your head by bringing your awareness to that ear hole that is resting on your support pillow. Glide the ear hole back along the length of the support pillow until it aligns somewhere over the shoulder that is on the ground. Extend both arms out to the front, around shoulder height, and palm to palm. The movement you're about to do looks like it's a movement of the arms and knees. However, it is more about the action and rotation of the thoracic spine and restoring rib flexibility rather than movement at the shoulders or the knees. Movement exploration. Number one. First, bring your awareness to your breath. Notice the natural rhythm and cycle of your breath. In this movement exploration, there is no need to hold the breath nor control it. Just allow the natural process of breathing to unfold and know that it is possible to be aware of your breath in the background as you are moving. Number two. Now slowly lift the top arm away from the bottom, allowing the top arm to sweep up to and across the ceiling and then toward the wall behind you. You are assessing the beginning quality as well as the range of motion available without strain or force. The motion available not only within the arm, but within the torso, the chest, and the ribs. It's okay to let your head turn, allowing your eyes to follow your hand. Return and repeat the movement again. I want to emphasize that we move slowly. And we move slowly at first because it takes time for you, your awareness, and your consciousness, your brain, to notice the quality of turning in your torso. To notice any pull or tug into the chest or back, making note of these sensations. Now return to the starting point. Make your mental note as to how far and the quality of motion that is available. Proceed to number three. Number three, keeping the palms together and the elbows straight, lift the arms from the floor a small, comfortable distance, return, and repeat this movement 3 to 4 times. Investigate, how do you do this? Notice what happens in the rib cage, the chest, and the middle back as you lift the arms from the floor. Can you activate or allow the lower abdomen to pull in and retract just prior to lifting the arms? Noticing, how does this impact the weight of your arms and the distance you can lift the arms from the floor? Perhaps a little easier. Maybe, maybe not. Continue a few more repetitions, going as far as you can without the strain of breath or exaggerated muscular effort or oomph. You can begin to spread your awareness and notice what movements or roles does the pelvis play in helping you do this movement, lifting your arms from the floor? Allowing the breath to continuously flow in and out like background music. And yet, noticing where along the floor could your pelvis, your torso, or ribs sink a little more to make the lifting of the arms smoother, lighter, easier. And now stop and return to the starting position and rest on your side for 2 cycles of breath. Number 4, keeping your feet and knees connected as though they were glued together. Begin to raise only the knees from the floor a small, comfortable distance. Return and repeat 3 to 4 times. Let's investigate how you do this. The feet stay on the floor, and perhaps they could assist in some way to raise the knees. How can the pressing of the feet into the floor along the side of your foot assist in raising the knees? Observe the movement of your pelvis as the knees lift. What points of contact change across the pelvis that is on the floor as the knees lift? Can you allow or activate the lower abdomen to pull in or retract just prior to lifting the knees? How does this impact the weight of the knees? Perhaps a little easier to lift. Maybe, maybe not. Continue a few more repetitions, going as far as you can without the strain of breath or excessive muscular effort. Using the feet, the rolling of the pelvis to allow the knees to raise a little higher and a little lighter. Stop, return to the starting position, and rest for 2 cycles of breath. Number 5, let's return to your beginning assessment. Lift the top arm away from the bottom, allowing the top arm to sweep across the ceiling and behind you. Let your head turn, allowing your eyes to follow your hand. Notice the quality of the turning of the torso. What's different now compared to when you first did the movement? Observe any changes in the quality of pull or tug into the chest or back. Return and do the motion again. What do you now notice that is there that wasn't in the beginning? Perhaps it's a sensation of lightness, sensing the torso, the ribs, the chest opening and moving, rather than just the arm going back. Or maybe there's the absence of a sensation like tightness, pain, or stiffness. If you like, roll over onto the other side and repeat this movement exploration again. And can you repeat the exploration from memory? Can you recall what it is that you did on the other side and repeat that on this side? Number 7. Now come to sit at the forward edge of the chair. What is your posture like now? How open or wide do you feel in the chest? Do you automatically assign a judgment of your posture as good or bad? Or are you just sitting without thought? Notice the weightiness of the sit bones. Does one side make a deeper impression into the chair, or has it changed? Perhaps a little more even? Maybe, maybe not. Where on the sit bone is the most contact felt? Forward, the back part? Or are you sitting on top of the sit bones, a little more upright? If you can't feel the bony area of the sit bones, then allow yourself to sense that width and depth of the buttock and upper thigh and compare it from side to side. And now turn to look over your right shoulder, noticing what you see along the way and how far behind you can look. Have the limits of your range or quality of movement changed? A little more smooth, less jerky, your breath freely moving in the background. Return the face to the front and then turn to look over your left shoulder. What observations draw your attention on this side? What's different now that wasn't there before? Number 8, come to standing. Perhaps there is a spontaneous breath that arises as you look out into your room. Take a moment to appreciate the changes that can occur in our physical, emotional, and mental bodies with conscious movement explorations. How would you describe your posture of dignity? Walk about your environment for 2, maybe 3 minutes. Notice that you can engage with your environment and have awareness of your connection to self.